KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports around the area last night, first in high school wrestling action. In a double duel, it was Atlantic defeating Denison 50-21 last night. Atlantic also downing Harlan 45-21. Harlan defeated Denison 55-12. Another Hawkeye 10 double duel saw Creston beat Red Oak 72-6. Creston over Shenandoah 73-0. Shenandoah defeating Red Oak 39-21. Also in wrestling action last night, Clarinda beat Missouri Valley 54-21. Clarinda down Southwest Iowa 60-18. Clarinda beat Tri-Center 78-6. It was Missouri Valley over Southwest Iowa 57-21. Missouri Valley topping Tri-Center 54-21. And Southwest Iowa defeating Tri-Center 39-36. Logan Magnolia beat Griswold 75-6 last night. Also, Underwood, a winner over Griswold 40-21. It was Thomas Jefferson over St. Albert 72-3. TJ beat Lewis Central 36-20. Thomas Jefferson downing Abraham Lincoln 66-16. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 84-0. St. Albert over Abraham Lincoln 40-36. And Lewis Central beat Abraham Lincoln 67-12. Bedford Lennox, a winner over Clarinda Academy 66-16. Bedford Lennox downed East Mills 44-31. Bedford Lennox also over East Union 51-30. It was East Mills over East Union 48-21. East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 63-12, and East Union beat Clarinda Academy 39-24. Also, Van Meter over Southwest Valley 51-18, and Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 57-21 in high school wrestling last night. In high school girls basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Kemper Catholic downing Atlantic 55-30. Clarinda beat Creston 63-51. Glenwood over Red Oak 71-59. Lewis Central beat Denison 53-31. Shenandoah over St. Albert 49-36. In girls' Western Iowa Conference play, it was Audubon over Missouri Valley 65-49. IKM Manning beat Riverside 63-21. Logan Magnolia over Griswold 56-34. Trainer beat Tri-Center 50-33. Underwood over AHSTW 53-42. In girls' Rolling Valley Conference play, Adair Casey beat West Harrison 85-17. Exira EHK over Charter Oak Ute 60-23. Woodbine beat Cam 64-52. Coon Rapids Bayard over Bowyer Valley 53-33. Peyton Sherdan beat Arweva 47-38. Also in girls' hoops last night, Bedford over Southwest Valley 81-60. Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 51-29. Panorama over Earlham 69-28. Sergeant Bluff Luton topping Abraham Lincoln 50-48. West Central Valley beat Guthrie Center 52-21. In boys' high school hoops last night, in the Hawkeye 10, Kemper Catholic downed Atlantic by a final of 66-49. Creston over Clarinda 76-39. Glenwood beat Red Oak 56-32. Lewis Central over Denison 59-53. Shenandoah beat St. Albert 76-65. In Western Iowa Conference boys basketball, it was AHSTW beating Underwood 64-55. Griswold topping Logan Magnolia in overtime 49-45. IKM Manning beat Riverside 71-27. Missouri Valley over Audubon 60-49. Trainer beat Tri-Center 68-43. In boys' Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Adair Casey over West Harrison 79-46. Bowyer Valley beat Coon Rapids Bayard 58-51. Cam over Woodbine 76-65. Exira EHK topping Charter Oak Ute 69-37. Arweva beat Peyton Sherdan 72-60. In Corner Conference first-round boys tournament play, it was Clarinda Academy winning over East Mills 57-51. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 72-50. Sydney over Essex 63-52. Stanton beat Nishnabotna 57-39. Also in boys basketball last night, Bedford over Southwest Valley 59-39. Earlham beat Panorama 56-49. Lennox over Nottoway Valley 66-42. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Abraham Lincoln 66-63. In college basketball last night, a key early Big Ten showdown in Madison turned out to be a mismatch. The 25th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes only managed 17 first-half points and were humiliated by 6th-ranked Wisconsin 82-50 in a game heard here on KJAN. The game was so one-sided that the Badgers only committed one turnover. That was a shot clock violation late in the game. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes got rattled on offense after falling behind 13-4 at the outset.
We started to go a little bit one-on-one. We're not really a one-on-one team. We're a move the ball, screen, get guys open. mix in your post-ups, your drives, your three-point shooting, your pull-ups, mix up our offense via personnel, not go to one guy, go to two guys. And we just didn't do that.
Well, the Badgers roared out to an 18-point halftime advantage, and the rout was on. McCaffrey says the chore now is to put this game behind them and get ready for Saturday's visit to Purdue.
Sometimes, you know, it starts to go sideways early, and you can't get it righted. And, you know, what we have to do is recognize the quality of opponent we have on Saturday and get ready for that game. It's a different kind of game. It's a different kind of team. And we have to play better. We have to play better early. We have to play better in the middle. We have to play better late.
Jared Utoff led Iowa with 12 points as they fall to 4-2 in Big Ten conference play. Ninth-ranked Iowa State made the key stops down the stretch, and they grind out a 77-71 win over Kansas State last night. Jameel McKay equaled a season high with 15 points as the Cyclones moved to 4-1 in the Big 12.
Big win. I thought our play down the stretch was really good. I thought getting on the floor, Jameel, getting the ball and calling a timeout. Abdul, I thought, made the play of the game with his block, and not only did he block it, but he kept it in play. And, that would have gave them the lead, and in turn we come down and take the lead. It were some really good hustle plays.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones trailed for most of the second half, but outscored K-State 14-6 to finish the game. What the Cyclones lacked in three-point shooting last night, they made up for on the offensive glass.
To score 24, and now scoring 24-6, that's huge, especially on a night where we didn't score it in transition. And I knew that that would be their big focus, is getting back and trying to build a wall. And I thought our half-court execution was pretty solid for the most part tonight. But to get 24 in the second chance, makes up for some of those missed transition opportunities.
Iowa State is 4-1 in the Big 12. They'll visit Texas Tech next on Saturday. Top-ranked Kentucky survived another recent scare before remaining one of the two undefeated teams in Division I. Twin guards Aaron and Andrew Harrison combined for 11 points in the latter stages of the Wildcats' 65-57 win over Vanderbilt. Aaron Harrison had 14 points to help Kentucky improve to 18-0 overall, 5-0 in the SEC. Freshman Peyton Aldridge at 22 points and senior Tyler Kalnoski added 21 points as Davidson topped number 22 Dayton 70-66. And Deshaun Knight scored 20 points, his third straight game of 20 or more, and Reggie Lynch added 13 with 9 rebounds as Illinois State defeated Drake 64-56 last night. Drake's Gary Ricks Jr. and C.J. Rivers each had late three-pointers to cut the game in the second half, but to 1 point, but it wasn't enough for the Bulldogs in that contest as they fall to 4-15 on the season. They are 1-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Rivers and Ricks each had 10 points to lead the way for the Bulldogs. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.